This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking about vaccines, not so bad. Do you and your family a service and listen today, friends? If you're watching, you can watch it. If you want to check out the article, you can watch it and get the article. That's over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, where you'll find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. With that said, go to the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. You can do the same thing over on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, the list goes on. I wanted to say this, friends, really quick before we start rocking the show, because I got a long piece of audio that I need you to hear for yourself, again, coming from the professionals that are licensed to tell you the things that you need to know. It's interesting that you're being oppressed by a people that are not licensed, that are not elected representatives in any capacity, yet everybody's afraid of them. Do your math, do your homework, friends. And you can see that it just doesn't equate to nothing, does it? No, it absolutely does not. So we're going to get to some of those things in just a couple of moments. Before I do that, I want to get over to the fact that did anybody see the audio that came up in the video that came up with Joe Biden at his last rally with Lady Gaga, that sick-minded devil? Little Jezebel is what she is. She's a freak is what she is, and I'm not kidding you. They take the baser sort, friends, and they put them up as if the young people in this country should emulate them, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. But she's another one that needs to be dealt with lawfully, friends, for what she is promulgating. She's promulgating that which is and advocating and advancing an agenda that is subversive to American government. Just thought I'd share that with you. So it should come as no surprise that Joe Biden would use Lady Gaga to gather a crowd for his election campaign. And the show goes on. We have the two clowns in the circus of politics. The American people still have failed to realize that they're both on the same team, because Joe Biden is saying everything to ensure his own defeat and to drive all of support to Donald Trump. You don't say the things that Joe Biden says to win the presidency of the United States of America, because everything he's advancing upends the U.S. Constitution. Now, I want to make clear that you understand what you were afraid that Joe Biden would do to you. Donald Trump is already doing it to you, and he's been doing it for the last 4 years. Okay, that's firsthand information. And if you want to challenge me at any time, please give me a call and straighten me out, because I've been waiting for a long time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, getting back to that of Lady Gaga, and Joe Biden. Did you see the video? Did you see that there was less than 100 people that showed up for Lady Gaga? And she's supposed to be some megastar. It always reverts back to what I originally said to you, friends. The enemy, the mainstream media, and politicians want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And every once in a while, friends, the cameraman will make a mistake and they'll actually pan the crowd. And in this particular case, there was nobody there. Now, I also highlighted the fact that, friends, when Joe Biden did his campaign rally in, what was it, Arizona, do you remember that when he was at the airport, there was probably 8 people that showed up? But yet he's leading in the polls, just to show you how this works. And don't suggest to me that Donald Trump, with all of the intelligence available to him, does not know as to how many people aren't showing up to Joe Biden's rallies. But do you remember at the airport there was less than 8 people? Do you also remember on October 13th, just two and a half weeks ago here, I actually highlighted an article by Pamela Geller where the mainstream media came out and blurted the truth out in their confusion. And on live television, one of these useful idiots said, it's kind of boring out here. There's not a single person that showed up to Biden event in Arizona. But it's the same media and it's the same Donald Trump that keeps telling you that Joe Biden's leading in the polls. Do you understand, friends? This useful idiot said, no people, no Biden lawn signs, no visible support except from the media complex. That's exactly right. There's no support except from the media complex. Donald Trump is supported by the very media that he claims is fake media. Joe Biden is supported and blown up and embellished and sensationalized concerning his support by the same media. When are you going to figure this out, Americans? Okay? When you have the mainstream media saying nobody's here, yet Donald Trump and the mainstream media, a different useful idiot on the other side of the aisle, is actually telling you that he's leading in the polls? When are the American people, when are they going to wake up to the fact that they've been duped for decades in this country? It's the same thing that happened with going back to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and I've done a whole show on this, friends. We found out that 70% of her Twitter account is completely fabricated. We found out that the State Department was actually paying for Facebook ads in support of Hillary Clinton. We also know that at the commencement of her presidential campaign, when she was warring against Donald Trump, right? Do you remember that only 22 people showed up and 14 of them just happened to be the mainstream media? We can go back at with Barack Hussein Obama and John McCain, the same exact thing. What are they doing? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. What do? They create the two, right? The two fighters. The media continuously promotes the fights to fill the seats. And then they deceive the people into believing that what's going on is actually legitimate. And the people behind, the people that are being deceived have no idea that the people that are doing the deceiving are on the same team. Okay? Let me remind you again. 1,156 different presidential contenders. And you've been told about these two cons. And con men, they are. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. And remember the words of Jesus Christ. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. Hey, folks. And if we're to rightly judge them by the fruit, what is it that we don't see hanging on their branches? Because neither one of them are upright in any sense of the word. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33, as well as to the people that just don't want to see and don't want to hear. Read Jeremiah 5:21, because you deserve what you've got coming. The innocent don't. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back to the vaccines, friends. Vaccines not so bad. Think again.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to play some audio for you. I'm going to tee it up really quick. And I want to get back to what I was talking about right during the last segment real quick, and then we're going to get onto this vaccinations and the topic here. You did hear, people in California, another judge. I want you to listen carefully. As the mainstream media continuously inundates you with their propaganda and talking about a second wave, remember that, friends? Remember the dream I shared with you 6 months ago, the second wave? Here we are. Told you it was coming. Told you this 6 months ago. When the Lord drops something on me, I'm telling you what, we are not one of those that are trying to garner attention or grandize or accumulate a following here, friends. We just share with you what the Lord shares with us. And you can rest assured, you can laugh, you can mock, you can scoff, you can do whatever you want. But 6 months later, what are they talking about? Exactly what the Lord showed you 6 months ago. The second wave is on. Folks, we're seeing it. We're hearing about it. They're calling it the second wave. The next one that's coming is a tsunami. Mark my words. Go ahead and mark what I'm telling you right now. The next one's a tsunami. If the American people don't stand up and deal with corruption in their government, you can rest assured there's a tsunami coming, and it is not going to be good. Tsunamis destroy everything in their path. But what I was saying here, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you have another judge outside of North Carolina, a federal judge, outside of that of Pennsylvania, another federal judge, stood up and told you in California now, that what the governor is doing there is null and void. But how are the people acting in Pennsylvania? How are the people acting in North Carolina? How are they acting in California, friends? As if to suggest a federal judge just didn't tell them what the law stated. So it shows you who they're obedient to. It shows you who they're subject to. And you know, it's interesting because I said this yesterday and I want to say it again. And I want you to listen to me carefully. These people know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. And I want you to listen to this. If the people that profess to belong to the Lord would respond to his truths the way that most respond to the lying media and government lies, we'd be free from all of this tyranny. And yet the people that are subject and make them subjects to the tyrants that are forging their chains as they add strength to more tyranny concerning their kids, rest assured, friends, these are the ones that say they don't believe the media. These are the ones that say they don't trust the government. That's how backwards they are. Read Romans 1:18 when you get a moment. But let's get to this, okay? Going forward, vaccines, not so bad. Hey, folks, what you're going to hear in this video could save many lives, even yours, so please listen carefully, okay? Outside of the fact that no one can dispute what it is you're going to hear on this video, this audio, let me say it again. Outside of the fact that no one can dispute what it is that you're going to hear on this video, one has to ask why it is that you haven't seen or heard of this before. And I want to be the one to explain that to you really quick, because outside of the fact that the medical industry, the big tech companies, the politicians, and the mainstream media don't want you to know this, because they're too busy covering for, diverting, or just plain censoring or expunging the information that exposes them for what they are and what it is that they mean to advance. Read again John 8:44. Take note to the scriptures, friends, because these people are an alliance to advance an agenda that is predicated upon fraud, as you well know, and seek to make billions in profits off the ignorance, off the ignorance, off the ignorance of the people they mean to use as their experimental test subjects. Again, remind yourselves, because I do every day, this covenant of hell and this covenant of death will be disannulled. I'm just hoping that people in this country understand that prevention is better than cure. I want the trials now, not after destruction takes place. See, the problem is that these criminals, again, know how to tell a lie better than most know how to live and to tell the truth. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. Yesterday, I had shared with you concerning a doctor, Christiane, at Northrop, who had shared with us this Google patent, and I gave you the patent number, US10202584B2. If you go on and look up Luciferus and Luciferian and look up patent, it will pop up. It'll be the first thing that you'll see on the search. So it's not hard to find. But she had come about, Dr. Katherine Northrop, and shared with us that there's never been anything like it. And what do we see again? Big tech companies simultaneously, as this information comes out, attempt to cover for the likes of Bill Gates, his intents, and his COVID vaccination. Okay, and nobody is a bigger poster boy for the vaccination than Donald Trump himself. Nobody can deny what I just told you. Okay, with all the information that we've got, one has to ask the question, why is Donald Trump opening the curtain so these people can put on a show? Because billions and billions and billions of dollars hang in the winds right now as to who's going to actually garner that money. Do they care about the American people? Absolutely not. You should know that, friends. They've indemnified themselves. They came up in 1985 to create bills to indemnify themselves from the consequences of the drugs that they're using on the people if something goes wrong. I'm not making this up. Folks, I want to tell you something. That is not law in any sense of the word. That is the definition of lawlessness. And when you have a government that advocates what it's advocating on so many fronts, it's not just vaccinations. This is the same government that's advocated for the abortion industry, sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, even harvesting body parts. The Senate knows all about it, friends. So don't sit there and act like you're not an accomplice, because if you're not standing against it, you're just as guilty of it in sight of God. And you will be judged accordingly. But folks, I can go on and on. I can tell you, also keep in mind, this government has been spraying down chemicals on the people and mass populations in the United States of America. The year that I see it started in the state of Minnesota and in Minneapolis was in 1968. So they're actually spraying chemicals down on the mass populations of people in cities in the United States of America. They've been doing this globally. So if all of a sudden these viruses just happen to appear, just keep in mind who's spraying these viruses and these chemicals down on the people. Let's not play the fool, friends, okay? Let's not play the fool. They all the while know what they're doing. They've sold their souls, and now they want to sell us down the river with themselves as well. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to roll over in the face of what I see in this country right now. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to be a partaker of it. Okay? So, with all of that said, in teeing this up, I want you to hear this. This is Del Bigtree, and I got a hard break coming up in about 3 minutes, and I'm going to play more of it during the second segment and the third segment. But again, I want you to hear from the professionals as to what's taking place. Del Bigtree is the producer of the documentary called Vaxxed. And he, just like a lot of us, have recently been banned from all platforms sharing insightful information, which in turn I now share with you. Listen to this.
So you make the documentary. The position has been given. The data shows us in 1975, one in every 5,000 kid has autism. 1982, 1 in 2,500. 1994, 1 in 500. 2000, 1 in 166. 2004, 1 in 150. 2009, 1 in 110. 2011, 1 in 68. 2013, 1 in 45. Projected 2032, 1 out of every 2 kids is going to have autism.
Correct.
That's catastrophic, right? You put the documentary out there. Tribeca turns it down. Robert De Niro, who is somebody politically would have typically disagreed with someone like you, but because at the time his 16-year-old son has autism, he's around 21, 22 today, he's emotionally connected to it, and he's trying to hold himself back. He says, I believe everybody should watch this, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody starts looking at this. Emails you've gotten from both sides, people that have connected with you from both sides. What's been the best argument you've gotten from those who say, Del, you're a fool, you're absolutely wrong, you're not even looking at it from this standpoint, why are you still doing this arguing about vaccine? This is a hoax, this is a propaganda, you're hurting so many kids' lives, you're doing this.
I work on the doctor's television show, so I started asking every doctor I knew, including hosts on the doctors, and I said, if I'm wrong, show me where I'm wrong. I want off this road. I mean, I'm all about the truth. Please show me, explain to me what I'm missing here. How is this data wrong? How is it? Show me a study that can disprove what we're seeing here. And I'll be honest, no one has ever actually done that.
That's right.
They cannot say that they're safe. Period. Full stop. End of story. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm anti-injecting, number one, products that don't do the safety studies, and number two, products that have liability protection, meaning I cannot sue the manufacturer if it does injure me or does injure my children. And the reason that's problematic is I know since they've never been able to be sued since the 1986 Act that took all liability away, there's been no marketed incentive to evolve the science of vaccines. They have absolutely zero risk, so you know, money people, why would anybody spend money for no reason to evolve a product and make it safer than it already is if you can't sue them anyway?
Vaccine, COVID-19, with them telling us the fact that, you know, it's the most important vaccine we got to take if it comes out. Now, obviously, at this point of the game, you don't seem very confident about any of the vaccines yourself, but if they come out with this vaccine and they're presenting it to us that we ought to take it, whether it's Fauci or Gates, how confident are you in us needing to take this COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, not at all. In fact, I know you don't, for the most part, 99%.
Go ahead and phase that out. We're going to take a hard break, friends. We're going to come right back to this. It was actually called in 1986 the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act under Ronald Reagan. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
We could be waiting well into the night before finding out who will be the president for the next 4 years. With record numbers of mail-in ballots cast and issues slowing delivery of those votes, Counting may take several days before a final tally is known. Delaware Senator and Biden campaign advisor Chris Coons says Pennsylvania is one of those states. He tells Fox News that the only reason a candidate will declare victory tonight is if they're trying to stop vote counting.
And we have several other states where, by state law, they haven't even started opening the ballots until today, even though they've had record absentee and mail-in ballots. So if we want to have a free and fair election, we should do, as has always been done, count the ballots, even including those that have come in before and will be counted after.
Polls begin closing at 6 p.m. tonight, with many battleground states voting until 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News. The time for talk is over and the voting is on. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
It's in your hands, America. The general election 2020 is underway.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man who, when the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
President Trump after midnight Tuesday morning in Michigan.
This election comes down to a very simple choice. Do you want to be ruled by the corrupt and selfless political maniacs that you're dealing with, or do you want to be ruled by the American people? You're supposed to be ruled by the American people.
Hurricane Eta is making landfall in Central America as a powerful Category 4 storm, bringing damaging winds, life-threatening storm surge, flash flooding, and the potential for landslides. The storm's sustained winds of 140 miles an hour have already torn roofs off homes and knocked down trees and power lines in portions of Nicaragua and Honduras. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, so what I'm doing right now, friends, is I'm teeing it up, and we're talking right now, friends, about vaccines not so bad. Do you and your family a service, and you need to listen to this. And I want to just tell you exactly who's behind this. Del Bigtree is the producer of the documentary called Vax, and keep in mind it was banned by big tech companies and the mainstream media. Why? Because they don't want you to have the truth. They don't want you to have the facts. They don't want you to have the information that you need to make good decisions going forward. Nope, they want a one-sided narrative, just like you just heard during the breaks. Once again, the two clowns in the circus of politics bantering back and forth, not realizing what everybody's afraid Joe Biden's going to do to them. Donald Trump is already doing it. Nobody's advocating that lie more than Donald Trump himself. Basically using Joe Biden as the threat to your democracy, as he calls it, and he is the answer by making America great again. I want to tell you something, friends. You are in turmoil in this country like you've never been in before. Read Psalm 917. Why is that? Because people have made a politician their God in the place of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly why we're in trouble today. But I want you to listen to this again, friends. I'm going to go back to this. It's a documentary called Vaxxed. It's got about 9 more minutes left on it, but it's important information you understand as to what the people are really talking about. This is what the media doesn't want you to know, is that people are really talking about what's going on, and these are the people that are just not going to go ahead and let the media have the last word. Go ahead, Judah.
Vaccine, COVID-19, with them telling us the fact that, you know, it's the most important vaccine we got to take if it comes out. Now, obviously, at this point of the game, you don't seem very confident about any of the vaccines yourself. But if they come out with this vaccine and they're presenting it to us that we ought to take it, whether it's Fauci or Gates, how confident are you in us needing to take this COVID-19 vaccine?
Well, not at all. In fact, I know you don't. For the most part, 99% of this country and the world do not need to take it. I mean, every scientific report has shown us that 99% of us, this is a common cold. That's just the fact. It's a common cold. It is only deadly for 0.26 now percent of Americans. And we're seeing even a decline in the death rates because I think we're actually learning that we're treating it incorrectly. So what we're talking about is a vaccine that 99.74% of us don't even need. Yep. That's the case. Just like a cold, this is going to be the sniffles for most people. And people say, you're crazy. No, listen to how many times they say the term asymptomatic carrier, right? That means someone that is so not sick, they don't even know that they're carrying it. That is the greater body of people. And then if you're not that, then you're someone that just has a light cold. There's an acute, extreme response for 0.26% of our population that have other life-threatening illnesses that are putting them in harm's way. And by the way, a common cold has always been dangerous from people that are on the late stages of heart disease or COPD or diabetes, and that's what we're seeing. But let's talk about this vaccine. Number one, I'm never against any vaccine that they recommend for people to take. Go right ahead. It's a free country. I have a problem with the languaging that this is going to be forced. Bill Gates is saying he wants a forced vaccination program for all 7.5 billion people in the world. I believe that this pandemic has been blown out of proportion in order to force the entire adult population into a mandated vaccine program just like our children are at. In fact, I've been predicting that for the last 3 years on every stage I speak on. This has been a goal by the WHO for many years, and now we're seeing it. I believe this pandemic is being used to create such difficulty in our lives. We can't go to work. We're losing our money.
That's right.
We have to wear
by
a
design.
Mask. We got to stay 6 feet apart. We can't kiss. We can't hug. Also, they make us so miserable, so when they rush this vaccine out, we go, fine, I'll take it if that's what it's going to take to get our lives back to normal. But know this, it won't just be that vaccine. The moment you allow the government to say you have to take it, you just bought into the vaccine program for every adult. And guess what? You didn't get the 54 vaccines your children are getting. Now you have to catch up on 54 vaccines. Guess what? 270 vaccines are already approved and in the pipeline you've never heard of. And thousands of vaccines are in trials right now as we speak, because the future of the industry is a product that doesn't test for safety, as I told you, has no liability, and can be forced on you by government mandates. It's the greatest product pharma's ever had, and it happens to be your future if you don't stand up for your rights. If you read every headline, it's telling us, Patrick, there's two words in a sentence that I think make it the most dangerous sentence known to man. Every time you read, they are rushing the science. That is what we read in every headline talking about COVID-19. I'm not exaggerating it. We are rushing science. Now let's talk about this vaccine. It is not a brand new vaccine. It is not another version of a measles vaccine. They've been attempting a coronavirus vaccine since for the last at least 20 years. Very specifically, since we had SARS, which was a coronavirus back in the early 2000s, multiple drug companies have been attempting to make a coronavirus vaccine. Here's what's amazing, and I discovered in our research. Every single animal trial by all of those different drug companies and different approaches to a coronavirus vaccine had the same result. In every one of the trials, they used ferrets. It's a popular animal.
Listen carefully.
A similar immune system to human beings. They gave them their trial COVID or coronavirus vaccine, and the animals seemed to be doing just fine. They would have said it's safe. Look, the animal's fine. Vaccine didn't hurt them. They even checked their blood, and they were having robust antibody production, meaning it looks like it really works, and they're probably all jumping up and down in their laboratories. But here's what happens. In an animal trial, you're allowed to go one step further than you're ethically allowed to in a human trial. That's called a challenge study, where they actually put the animal in contact with the virus. Can't do this with a human being. But they put the ferrets in contact with coronavirus, and every single one of the trials had the same problem.
Yep.
Instead of the antibodies protecting the animal from the coronavirus, the antibodies actually helped the virus attack their own immune system.
Listen carefully.
And it overreacted. They had serious upper respiratory conditions, organ failure, what's called a cytokine storm, meaning the immune system sent their body into inflammation and brain all over. Many of the animals died. It was so catastrophic that in these trials, you'll see at the end a caution that says, we should be very careful moving forward with human trials. Well, now we have just skipped all the animal trials, and we're going into these small human trials that will never have the challenge study part of this. So what I'm saying is we are rushing a vaccine that was deadly in the animal trials.
That's right.
And when you think about the money, right, you think about money, you and I both know where there's billions of dollars to be made, you will find people willing to skip some steps if it means winning the race. And I call this the amazing race. Bill Gates and most of the people in the world are saying this vaccine will be given to all 7.5 billion people. If this vaccine is a cheap vaccine at $100, that means this product will make $750 billion to the winner of this vaccine race right now.
Yep.
There are 100 companies in this race. I assure you, if they have a couple of missteps or a few problems, and they think, well, we can try and overcome them once the product is out, no one wants to give up that cash prize. And so I think we are watching potentially some of the worst science we may ever see. And now imagine if Bill Gates gets his wish. If the WHO manages to force vaccinate the planet, we all have to get this in order to get onto an airplane or to be allowed back into
our job. That's right.
Or to have the tracking app that's on our phone say, he's allowed to go to the gym, I have to have had that vaccine. If that happens, Patrick, and they didn't overcome this problem, which they're describing, it's called antibody immune enhancement. You've had Tony Fauci allude to this. You've heard him say there's a potential this vaccine could make people more sick. Or Dr. Peter Hotez, who is actually a scientist that's attempted to make a coronavirus vaccine, he met with the Congress and said, we have this problem of antibody immune enhancement. So imagine everybody gets this vaccine. Let's imagine it's all by good scientists that think they've overcome the problem. But they don't know why it happens. They'll admit that to you. We don't know why this is happening. And they're looking at one strain of the virus. There's already 30 mutations, Patrick. What happens if we all get this vaccine? And maybe if that was fine with the virus that we came in contact with. But 2 years down the road, there's a mutation to the coronavirus. Just like there's been 30, maybe there's 70. Maybe the 71st mutation triggers this problem where it sends our immune system, and instead of protecting us, it attacks us. And now the death rate of COVID is not 0.26%. What if it's 5%?
That's right.
What if it's 10%?
Of course.
What if it's 80% of people start dying because the vaccine is causing them to get more sick instead of protecting them? Here's what I know. We have never seen a virus or a bacteria on this planet since the dawn of man that ever even came close to eradicating the species. But I believe rushing science and forcing everybody to use it, if we make a catastrophic error, there is no way to get that vaccine out of ourselves. And a mistake like that by people that I do think have a real God complex, that could be catastrophic for our species. I would just always caution, I better always have the right to choose what's injected into me. And I'll read the science myself and think, if I...
That's right. That's exactly right. Folks, again, if this was a legitimate virus, we don't need the military, the million man army that Donald Trump talks about to make sure that people are force injected through force compliance. This is totalitarianism. I also want people to pay attention to the fact that the Bible says the life is in the blood. Interestingly enough, a guy like, well, a devil incarnate like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, the current administration that's helping things along concerning this push, this advocacy of this vaccination, it's interesting to note that they want to get the vaccination into the blood to poison the bloodstream. When you know scripture, friends, and understand that you're in a spiritual world first and foremost, though we are in a fleshly world, first the spirit, then the flesh, we have to understand that there's a real warfare going on here. If you read Ephesians 6:12, you'll understand why we need a helmet of salvation, a breastplate of righteousness, why we are to have our loins girt about with the truth, our feet shod with the preparation and the readiness of the gospel of peace, the sword of the spirit, and the shield of faith. And there's a reason for all of that, because we're really in a warfare, but we need to get off the defensive and get off onto the offensive. The life is in the blood, and the Bible is clear in Leviticus 19:19 that we are not to mix. Furthermore, friends, the Bible is clear when it tells us that in 1 Corinthians 6:15-20 that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. If we need to be healed, it's not going to be by a doctor that a woman in the book a mark was ripped off by, she pressed into Jesus, and so will we. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Nine degrees here in the state of Minnesota. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, my goodness, this is great. 69 degrees. The sun is always shining behind the darkest clouds. Isn't that poetic? And, well, not poetic, actually. Isn't that eloquent, friends? But it's really true. Friends, it depends upon who you have your eyes upon. I have hope in Christ, and I can see through the darkest clouds by faith. Right? Hebrews 12:2. The fact of the matter is we're going to keep our eyes fixed on him and we're going to get on the offensive rather than holding on to the defensive, and allow these criminals to do what they're doing to the people on a global scale. Because you already know that the politicians in America have already sold their souls just like Judas did for 30 pieces of silver when betraying the Son of Man with a kiss. That's what happens when you betray the truth, no matter who you are. And you will be just like Judas, the son of perdition, destruction. You reap what you sow. And the fact of the matter is we're not going to just roll over in the face of what's going on here, friends. The law is in our favor. They have no constitutional authority to implement vaccinations for anyone. It's a violation what you're seeing in this country in a major way. We're hearing again from federal judges. The governors have no business doing this. But if you keep playing along with it, friends, you need to understand that, again, you're adding strength to tyranny. By wearing a mask and going along with it, friends, you need to understand that you're showing them that you're compliant and you're just, it's a matter of time before you also accept the vaccination, okay? They don't have any constitutional authority implementing this, friends, or advocating this, especially a Bill Gates. Here, I want to just say this again, and I want you to listen carefully. The Bible says the life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11, okay? I just posted it. The Bible also tells us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, 1 Corinthians 6:15 through 20. More particular, go to verse 19, okay? We also know that in Mark 5, remember the woman, Mark 5:26, do you remember what it tells us? That she had suffered many things from many physicians, okay? Did she press into more physicians, doctors, or did she, not that they're all bad, because they're not, okay? But did she press into more physicians that were actually stealing away all that she had? Or did she have enough faith now at that point to press into the Christ to be healed? Remember, Acts 10:38, that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Okay, the church has the power in Christ to heal, to lay hands on the sick, to recover. This belongs to the church. It does not belong to the government in any sense of the word. Okay? They're out of their scope of authority once again. They're overreaching in a big way. You know as well as I do, when Bill Gates is talking about mandating vaccinations, not one, but two, on a global scale, one has to beg the question as to when did you become a licensed doctor, which he never has. The other question is when did you become elected representative in any prospective country? He never has. Then who gave him the authority to override the president of the United States of America the way that he has in pushing down, pushing into our arms an injection that is probably there to cause more damage than anything else? And again, you just heard this documentary on vaccinations not being so bad. It's called Vaccine, right? And I just played the audio for you. You heard all of the objections. It's called Vaxxed, forgive me. Vaxxed by Dell Bigtree. But you heard all the objections taking place. You're hearing none of that information from the mainstream media. You're only hearing from the mainstream media that drives fear to drive and corral people to receive the vaccination. Then you have the president of the United States of America saying the vaccinations are almost here, as if everybody's in line waiting for a vaccination. Baloney. Who's he working for, friends? He sold his soul. He's working for his corporate buddies. There's no question about it, because Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci are special interest groups. They have no lawful standing in enforcing any of this. Zero. Okay? I want you to keep in mind, Bill Gates is the guy that said the world today has 6.8 billion people. 6.8 billion people. Of course, this was some time ago. He went on. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Boy, what a forecaster, isn't he? If we do a really great job on vaccines, he said, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. So a good job to Bill Gates is to lower the world population by 10 to 15%. Okay. This is also the guy that said anti-vaccinators, you know, those that talk against vaccinations. He's the one that said that those anti-vaccinators, those that are promoting anti-vaccines, he said they're killing children. Remember who his daddy was. His daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood. Okay. I need to throw that information out because there's so many new people listening to me. I can see this, friends. Okay. His daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood. He is a devil incarnate, is what he is. But I want to bring it back to this too, because folks, we've shared much of this. This is the judgment of God upon a nation of people that refuse to obey. If we truly loved our freedoms out of gratitude, we would keep the commandments of God in dealing with the wicked. The other day I had Steve, my friend from Minnesota, call in. And I had asked him the question, and I want to ask you the question. How do you show mercy to a people that don't even stand up for the innocent in the womb that are being slaughtered because the government said so? There's no constitutional authority for them to do so. Furthermore, there's no law that's ever been forced to say that the government can murder babies. And I want to put in parallel, if you remember right, Joseph Mengele, back in the 30s, one of the SS officers under the Third Reich of Adolf Hitler. Remember when he was killing all those people? There was outcry globally, crimes against humanity. Do you know that when he left Germany, he was hunted down by the Nazi hunters, and they found him in Argentina? He was dead at that point. But you know what he became when he left from genociding the Jews and the political dissidents and the gypsies over there in Germany? He went to Argentina to become an abortion doctor. Okay? So how is it they went from crimes against humanity? Now in America, there's 330 million people that have tolerated 545 people in the federal government that have mandated and sanctioned. The folks, listen to me carefully. Every one of them are going along with it because we can't find one of them to stand up against it. And if it is one that does stand up and they say they're against it, you can rest assured it's nothing more than lip service. It's like honoring Jesus. I love him so much, but Jesus turns and looks at us and says, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. It's the same thing here. If they were really, truly standing up against abortion, they would be demonized. They'd be ostracized. They'd be under attack by the mainstream media. And that's not what's happening in this country today. This is the judgment of God upon a people that refuse to repent before God. That's what's happening here. That's exactly what this is. You think about 60 million babies that have been murdered in the womb. And today they killed 3,000 to 4,000 more. And they've convinced the American people that it's okay. When all the well, 86% of those people declare that they belong to the Lord. Yet they don't know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder. Do they not know that God hates hands that shed innocent blood? Exodus 20, Proverbs 6, 17. What, you love God so much that you just allow the wicked one to go ahead and slaughter mankind who comes to kill, steal, and destroy? John 10, 10. And look at his little minions all over the place that are just going right along with it. And the American people who care more about a bunch of grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball in the 60,000 in one city every Sunday in this country than they do confronting the governors for the murder of the innocent in the womb. That's called murder, by the way, in the face of God. It's called murder. It's not a choice. I don't care what these devils have convinced you dummies to accept, if you have. The bottom line is it's murder. Okay? God has fearfully created these babies wonderfully. And the fact of the matter is the American people roll over and they allow these sort of people to continue on in murdering their own race, mankind, Acts 17, 26. I'm not talking about color. And you wonder why you have a Bill Gates knocking on your front door talking about vaccinating everybody. It's called perfect judgment, friends. Like it or lump it. It doesn't matter. You need to repent, America, Acts 20, verse 21. I want to finish with this. I have 1 minute left. Remember, Ronald Reagan said, let's make America great again. That was exactly Ronald Reagan's slogan, the same thing as Donald Trump's. Same exact thing. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. Read it when you get a moment. But notice Ronald Reagan is the one that helped indemnify through the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. I want you to listen to this real carefully. The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, NCVIA is the acronym of 1986, 42 USC, 300AA, lowercase 1 to 300AA, lowercase 34, was signed into law by the United States President Ronald Reagan as a part of a larger health bill. See how it was sold to you? Health bill on November 14, 1986. The purpose was to eliminate the potential financial liability of vaccine manufacturers due to vaccination and vaccine injury claims. You have allowed the government to indemnify the pharmaceuticals that are liable for the injury and the death of millions of people in this country to protect themselves against the very people that they're killing off. It's the same thing, folks. Pay attention how you reap what you sow, because it is exacting. God will not overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. I strongly suggest you get on your knees and get to Him while you still have time. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.